there. You are listening to the Quarter to Three Games podcast for the week of March 20th, thereabouts, 2013. My name is Tom Chick, and my game of the week is not Lego Pirates of the Caribbean. And only because I actually wasn't sure if that Lego game even existed. I had to look up, has there been a Lego Pirates of the Caribbean? And yeah, there has. Let's see. So I said before that you are listening to the Quarter to Three Games podcast. It's kind of a lie because, well, I've got good news and bad news. The bad news is there's kind of not really a podcast this week. The scheduling got screwed up. Wires got crossed. Dates got pushed. Anyway, whatever. I'm afraid we're skipping the first week in, gosh, I don't know, over a year or so. In the past, if I've had something to do, McMaster's filled in for me and vice versa. But rather than sit here and talk at you for an hour, I'm just showing up to say, you know what? Sorry, there's no podcast. Go home. Actually, you know, you don't have to go home. There's other fine podcasts for you to listen to. That Alec Baldwin fella, I think he does one. I'm sure there's a This American Life podcast or something. Here's one. A little obscure tip for you. I'm a huge fan of a podcast called Rana and Beverly. So rather than listen to the Quarter to Three Games podcast this week, go to the iTunes store, look up Rana and Beverly, and let me know if that works for you. It takes a very particular sensibility to appreciate what the heck is going on over there. Let's see. So I said there was bad news and good news. The bad news being we won't be doing a full podcast this week. The good news being that means you don't have to listen to me burble on for about a half hour about how great LEGO Undercover City is. If you want to know more, I have a review on the front page that I would encourage you to read. Spoke a little bit about it last week at the end of our super long podcast. But if we were doing a podcast this week, I would just sort of talk about how awesome that is and not much else. I might also tell you, if we were doing a podcast this week, how much I enjoy Gears of War when it is reduced to smaller bite-sized little chunks of gameplay as it is in Gears of War Judgment. It's got a little scoring system, something that Halo 4 doesn't seem to feel is necessary anymore. So along comes Gears of War to pick up the slack on that front. I might also tell you how, I would be picking a bone with Jason McMaster for leaving me high and dry in Dead Space 3. I decided to jump into the DLC for that game. It's called Awakening. Recently, I have a game going in pure survival mode, which is one of the new game plus modes that you can play in Dead Space 3. It makes it more difficult, gives you more, it puts more emphasis on the crafting, and I kind of stalled and got stuck at a spot and was waiting on McMaster to join me. Then the Awakened DLC comes out, and I think, oh, well, I'll just play that. So I go over to play that, and I can't get anywhere. I'm stuck. I've run out of resources. The game's too hard. I need to either go back to some of the earlier levels and grind for resources, and Dead Space 3 allows, indeed encourages you to do that if you feel the need. Or I need to frickin' pony up some actual real-world money and buy resources, which is never going to happen. Sorry, EA. Or I need Jason McMaster to get off his lazy butt and join me and be my wingman. Because when Dead Space 3 gets challenging, it definitely helps to have a co-op player along. So I'll be picking a bone with McMaster about that next week. Tune in then. Also next week, we will have Vicky back to tell us how Tomb Raider is coming along for her. She is doing a Let's Play on behalf of Quarter to Three. You can find that. There have been a couple of installments posted since last week when we visited with her. You can find that on YouTube. Just Google owl size, and that's owl size like size, not like the size of an owl, you know, which is about yay big. So owl size, owlsighs. Google the Tomb Raider Let's Play, and you can see how Vicky is coming along there, and she will be joining us next week to tell us a little bit more about that. McMaster will be back, and furthermore, next week, I imagine that we will probably have a little bit to say about a little game called BioShock Infinite. So join us then. which actually isn't, you know, really saying much because the game will be out and pretty much everyone will have something to say about BioShock Infinite. So not really a selling point, but join us anyway.